has been very clear since we started sharing about what this new season in God is supposed to mean to us. I think it was sometime in September that we started talking about the manifestation of the glory of God, that God has called this time that. So we didn't just start talking about it yesterday. In fact, every year at Rosh Hashanah, we start prophesying about what's going to happen in the new year. One of the things that God has been very clear about is what Pastor Daniel just prayed about a moment ago, about coming to that rest and recognizing that it's not about works. And I was saying in one of the messages not too long ago about the fact that in a sense it looks like being born again, because it's like starting afresh. And I wondered why I was feeling that way. And the Lord became very clear. He said, son, you're on the right track. This is about moving from glory to glory. So it's moving from one level of glory to another level of glory where everything becomes new. Everything is new. The word of God is new. You know, I'm reading the word of God and I'm saying, I knew that, but I'm knowing it in a different way. So God has his purpose already established for every one of us. But there is a pattern. There's a pattern about things. You know, what God did in the past, he does again. And I remember when he said to me not too long ago, he said, anything that is a type will get corrupted at the end. You got to get the real. And this is where we are right now. We've got to move past what was the type of what God wanted to do to this is what God is doing now. This is now the it. Amen? We got to make that move. Hallelujah. Now, because we need to make that move, I want every one of us to listen real good. Because everything that we have read and learned in the past was like a type, even as real as it was like a type of what God wants to do. One of the things he said to me not too long ago was, my church is not to be like a bride. My church is my bride. So you must think about yourself as not like, but I am. Now, that I am place, not like, but I am, because the I am is living his life through you, is a powerful place to be. It's an awesome place to be. But today, I want us to consider prophetically what God is saying about women. What is the role of women in this manifested glory of God? What has the pattern been? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, if you may. Come with me to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I want to look at verse 14. Genesis 3, 14. And then 15. Genesis 3, 14 and 15. In Genesis 13, 14 and 15, it says, the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the what? The woman. And between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, this was a statement that God made when man and woman fell. God's pronouncing a curse, and he says, I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman, and between thy seed and what? Her seed. Are you with me? Between thy seed and what? Her seed. Now, this is a remarkable statement because God is saying to the serpent, to the enemy, there is a seed in this woman that's coming, that's going to address you. And we know that that seed was the manifestation of God himself. Are you with me? So the first statement that God is making to the enemy is, there's going to be the time of the manifestation of my son, which is the seed of the woman. Are you with me? And he's going to deal with you. Praise the Lord. Well, that's how it started. And that's how it's going to end. The Bible tells us that all creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. These sons of God are part of that seed because they are lived in by the seed himself. Oh. Because we died. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the what? The faith of the Son of God, who is that seed. Glory be to God. But that seed is a seed of the woman. Did you know that God sent Adam out of the garden? Yeah? Was it Adam and Eve? Verse 23. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden. Sent her. Him forth. The woman was never driven out of the garden. Because God needed her to connect to the manifestation of the glory. He was sent out to till the ground from whence he was taken. Work. 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 Are you with me? He was sent out to work. To do works. And till this day, men are still living in the realm of works. But God wants to reverse that. Because he wants us to abide in the realm where we are not living in works, but in the rest of God. Amen? Now, there's something I'm taking my time. I'm talking very slow because I'm introducing a new thought to you. So I don't want to rush it. But I'm speaking to you at the same time prophetically about where we are in this new season. The man is driven out. He's sent out. So he says, so he drove out the what? So that we don't miss the point. Verse 24. So he drove out the what? So he drove out the woman. So he drove out the man and the woman. He drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So, Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Next verse. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, point number one. The man had nothing to do with it. So the man cannot claim works for the manifestation of the glory. Are you with me? This had to be the doing of God. Do you know that one of God's names, now don't misinterpret this, because there are people who are going to be jumping and saying, God is a woman now. God is neither male nor female. But one of his names is the many-breasted one, El Shaddai. Are you with me? That is God in manifesting his glory. When he manifests his glory, when he gives birth, he has to breastfeed. He has to continue to give life. And the role of the woman, and this is where I want us to make the shift, is to be a conduit through which God is going to birth this next level of what he wants to do in the earth. So women need to position themselves and ready themselves for this birthing process. Remember what he said the year before? The year of supernatural what? Birthing. And then he said also the year of the underdog. Let me tell you something. The year of the woman is here. Just like God said, the year of the underdog, the Lord said to me, said, the year of the woman. I am a man talking to you. Hallelujah. Now, this does not displace man. No. Don't misunderstand what I'm talking about. Because what was birthed was a man. This is the season where women need to position themselves to birth the man of God, the mighty man of valor. Position themselves not to compete, but to birth, to pray in intercession by God doing something extraordinary in them. Not in their might, nor in their power, but praying in the Holy Ghost. The Word of God says that the women should take their positions and begin to pray. Intercessors. Birthing things into place. Birthing their husbands. Birthing their children. Birthing the church. Birthing the people of God. And declaring, God, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. It's a new season. Hear me what I'm saying to you. They say, behind every successful man is a woman. Well, we're going to see the manifestation of that. Mighty women coming into their positions of authority and not just showing up by themselves, but releasing great men into their destiny. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, what is conceived in our ears of the Holy Ghost? That was not the work of a man. And that which is conceived in her is the manifestation of God, Jesus Christ. Are you with me? You sure you're with me? Well, let's look at Mark chapter 16 for a quick moment. Mark 16, beginning to read from verse 1. Now, I encourage you to read as much of Mark 16 as you can, but there's a point I want to make to us. It says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and what? Anoint him. Verse 2. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? In other words, who's going to do this work for us? Verse 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. When they came, they saw that the stone was what? Rolled away. The obstacle that they thought was going to be there was out of the way, for it was very great. This was a great thing. They did not have the power or the ability to take care of it. Are you with me? But God had already what? Taken care of it. Now, what I'm talking to you about today is this, that this phase of what God wants to do, that you need to understand that it's not going to be done in your ability because He's already taking care of it. This is God's agenda. And He wants to involve women in this. Women were involved at the beginning of the manifestation of the Son in the birthing. And now, guess what? At the time of His resurrection, revealing Himself, guess what? Women are the first ones there. Oh. And this is what God wants to do now. This is what God is working on. He wants, and my role is to announce to you that it's your turn. Hallelujah. It's your turn. You need to come. You need to come to the table now because God is evening everything. You know, one of the things that John the Baptist did, and John the Baptist is a man, but you understand the story. He is named by the mother. Yeah? The father knew the information. The father was dealt with. But when it came to the time of the naming and the birthing and the naming, it was the mother. And then the husband confirmed. And he is anointed. Watch this. He is anointed to make the path straight, to level down the mountains and to fill the valleys. Are you with me? She carried that one that is going to do, help accomplish that. And all I'm saying to you today is that God has come full circle, and now he wants to speak and birth this new phase with women. I will not be surprised if there's going to be a rebirth of women ministries in these days that are coming. Hallelujah. They've gone through a phase. But I see God doing a fresh work. And this work is not going to phase off. Hello? The next level of revival we're about to experience is not a revival that's going to come and hit a peak and then drop. No, this is going to be heavenly all the way through. Glory be to God. Amen? So, put me back to Mark 16. Let's keep on going. And then it says, and entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side. Entering into the sepulchre, they saw what? A young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his what? Disciples. So the first announces that Jesus is risen from the dead were women. God has not changed. Hallelujah. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Women are important in the economy of God. And now that he's saying to us that this is a season, this is a time of the manifestation of my glory, he's saying the same thing again. I am going to manifest myself. I am going to deal with women too. Amen? This is not going to be just men. Oh, mighty men of God. No. This is going to be mighty women of God, a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Everything put in order. Hallelujah. But there is a role for the women. And the role is always been the same. The role of birthing. Intercession. God said, will a woman forget her child, a suckling child? He says, even if that were to happen, I will not forget you. And God wants to come bring us to that place, you know, where we are focused in intercessory rest, in pulling down what God wants to manifest in these last days. Now God is going to deal with men. And he has much to say about men. But in too many circles, women have not heard their voice. They've not heard that God wants to use them mightily in extraordinary ways. And my role today, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, is to let you know you've got a big role to play. Women, those of you listening to me here and those that are listening online and will be listening in the days to come, God has a mighty plan for your life. Praise the Lord. Who did he appear to? To Mary Magdalene. It's Mary Magdalene. Who's this Mary of Magdala? The Bible is very clear. She had seven devils. Now, seven is a number of completion. So, the Word of God is saying this was a woman that did not qualify. But God qualified her. Amen? And the word to everyone here is this. God is the one that is going to qualify you. No matter how beaten down, no matter how bad things are, God is in the process of qualifying you so that he can use you mightily. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 10. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And verse 11, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Now, this is what I want to say to the men right now. Believe. When God starts using women, believe. Let me say it again. When God starts using women, believe. I'll say it the third time. When God starts using women, believe. Don't get stuck in your tradition, religious tradition. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, God is going to use women in ways that you did not expect, because he is going to have that intercourse and the birthing. And it's not going to have anything to do with you as a man, even though men are going to be birthed into the process. God wants to use women because it is absolutely necessary. It's been a man's world. But God wants to make it also a woman's world. Amen? This is not a message that you hear in church every Sunday. But I'm talking to you as one that has been commissioned to bring this message to say to you, something is changing. And it's changing for our common good. Amen? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19 to 21, this is why it is so necessary. The Word of God says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of what? Refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. There are times of refreshing that are coming from the presence of the Lord. 20. Or go back to verse 19. Verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, it says, when the times of refreshing shall come from, some say from, say it again, from the presence of the Lord. The times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. 20. And he shall send who? Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you, which was preached. He's going to send Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you. And verse 21, whom the heavens must receive, somebody say, until the times of restitution of all things, the balance and the correcting, restoration of all things. Woman deceived, restoration no longer deceived. Glory be to God. This is God's agenda. Now, every time God wants to do something, there is always the enemy trying to counterfeit. And one of the things that we as men and as women need to pray about is to banish every spirit of Jezebel. Because the Jezebelic spirit can also arise trying to counterfeit what God wants to do. But that devilish witchcraft spirit must be destroyed. Amen? Because God's women must rise up. Hallelujah. They cannot be put down. They must rise. And I'm going to pray today for the rising of the women of God, true women of God, that God has chosen so that they can take their rightful place. And I'm going to pray that men of God will be discerning to understand what the truth is and to support women that God is raising up, because both parties will enjoy the manifestation of the glory of God. He says, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. The time of restitution of all things. And now there's got to be a manifestation of him, which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. The restitution of all things. The restitution. This has been spoken about from the very beginning by all the prophets. And we come into the end of the times and seasons, and God saying, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to complete this thing. Amen? Now, what must we do to make certain that what God has on his mind is manifested exactly the way God wants it done? Come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to look at verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. It says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This glory of God is where? In the face of Jesus Christ. Now, this is how you're going to know who is a Jezebel and who is not a Jezebel. It's going to be about Jesus all the time. It's not going to be about me, myself, and I. It's going to be a pointing to who Jesus Christ is. But the light starts in here. Notice, had shined first in our hearts. So we're going to pray that men and women will have this illumination inside of them, in their knower, their discerning anointing flowing in them and through them, shined in our hearts And from this, it says, to give the light of the knowledge. So God does it here, and it points out. And it points out at the face of Jesus. And now we see the face of Jesus. And now what does that mean? We see Jesus really as he is. Are you with me? A real manifestation of who Jesus is. Huh. I used to think this about Jesus, but look now. That's who he is. I used to think that. No. That's who he is. So the manifestation of the glory of God is about God revealing himself to us based on exactly who he is. Not my concussion, not my imagination of who he is or what I think. No. A clear vision of who he is, all that he is, because the glory of God is all that God is. And the glory of the Lord is not just the kind face. He is not just the lamb. He is the lion. He is not just merciful. He is justice. And justice can cut both ways. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, all this hogwash stuff, you know, this feel-good stuff, that is not the message. Because when a woman gives birth, it is with pain. The manifestation of the glory of God is going to deal with issues. But grace is sufficient to remove the curse. Hallelujah. Birthing is about taking that which is hidden and bringing it to life, to view. Glory be to God. And God wants to do that with women. He wants you to position yourself because he's always dealt with women when he wants to manifest his glory. He's always brought women into the play. Praise the Lord. Another day I'll talk about the role of man, because ultimately the seed of the woman was the man Jesus. Women are not called to crush men, but the women of this new phase are Proverbs 31 women. Now, I just stepped into it, so let me just wrap it up. When I'm talking about the glory of God, I'm not just talking about spiritual stuff. It is that. But I'm talking about women in the arena of business. That the moguls are not just going to be men, but that God is going to raise up mighty women of God that have substance. When Jesus first came, he had a bunch of men, but the people that supported him were women. They had the cash. Hello. God is about to raise some serious cash madams. Women with harashes. You understand? You capish? Mm-hmm. Every area, God is setting up and he's going to raise women to high levels so that the men and the women are sitting together and dealing with issues together as a team. As a what? Team. Team. Partnership. So if you're a woman today, you're in a good place. Hallelujah. If you're hearing me talk today, you're in a very good place. I pray that you heard what I'm saying. You know, I could have been preaching it real hard, but I really sense in my spirit. Today, I need to be really calm so that you get everything I'm talking about and not miss any of it. There's an anointing coming on women to fulfill God's divine purpose. Praise the Lord. Be everything God says you can be. And know that you are in God's plan. Amen? Know it's about pointing to Jesus. Seeing the face of Jesus Christ. This is what God is calling you to. This is what God is calling us all to. And guess what? Are you ready for this wrap up? This is why I was talking to women all this time, wasn't I? What's a bride? Is a bride a man? It's a woman. Guess what? All this time I've been talking to you about the woman, I was talking to both men and women. Because we are the bride. Don't get yourself confused with the lies of the devil, because the devil is out there trying to make different statements. Brides are women. Bridegroom is the man. And the man is Jesus. And the manifestation of the glory of God is by the women of God. But the women of God are the men and the women of God. So I've been talking to men all this while too. Because as far as God is concerned, you're a woman. And he wants to manifest his glory through you, through me. So this is a time of everything coming up together. You ready for this next move of God? Hallelujah. It's not by works. It's by the grace of God. Praise the Lord.